It's lunchtime here at Rosie Mound Elementary School in Grand Haven, Michigan. Over the course of a half hour, a couple hundred kids will come through this cafeteria to eat. Once they've finished, the students dump their leftovers in a trash can and head on out to the playground. But the lunch ladies who work here say that's far from the end of the cleanup.
Yeah, there's some messes. If there's cheese, you know, there's like little cheeses all over. Croutons, they eat a lot of croutons, bacon bits.
Or syrup,
yes, it's sticky. I know we had spills last week, seemed like last week was spill week.
Crumbs and spills and sticky smears all help make a great environment for bugs. Schools have traditionally fought them with pest control companies that spray on a regular basis. But here at the Grand Haven Public Schools, no exterminators need apply. The school system is sold on a different approach. It's Integrated Pest Management, or IPM, and they've hired Steve Tweeden to implement it. If you ask Steve Tweeden about pesticides, be prepared to get an earful. Tweeden worked as an exterminator for about 30 years. He says the exposure to pesticides almost killed him. He says he was intoxicated by the poisons. He had wild mood swings, and he felt like he was going crazy.
I was unable to count. You put two quarters, a dime, a nickel, and penny in your hand and say, how much coins do I have there, Stephen? I could tell you still had a quarter. I could point out the dime and the nickel, but I couldn't add up 66 cents.
Even after intensive detoxification, Tweeden says he still has trouble breathing. He wakes up every morning feeling like there's a plastic bag tied over his head. But as scary as the experience has been, Tweeden says it's transformed him.
First of all, I was a victim. Then I became a survivor. Then I became an activist.
Today, Tweeden's mission is to minimize pesticides in schools. He runs a small consulting company that encourages schools to use integrated pest management techniques. In general terms, IPM means looking for ways to reduce or eliminate pesticide use, instead of automatically spraying toxic chemicals to tackle every pest problem. Tweeden's business is booming. It's a growing trend. More and more states are mandating IPM be used in their public schools. In 1995, Michigan passed its own IPM law. And in Grand Haven, it was Ted Rescorla's job to implement it. So he brought in consultants and put IPM to the test on one of his toughest problems.
And it was cockroaches in the locker rooms. And we used to go in there once a week, every Friday night, and put in one of those mega bombs, you know, which was cockroach control. And they said, you don't need to do that. And I said, what do you mean? I said, you know, that's the only way we can control these things. And they said, no, you know, we'll come in, we'll take care of them.
Rescorla was skeptical, but the cockroaches disappeared and didn't come back. He now has every building in the school system on this IPM program. Steve Tweeden's company, called Get Set Incorporated, oversees Grand Haven's IPM efforts. In all, the company consults with 27 school districts in Michigan and Ohio. Most of the time, Tweeden says the approach is just common sense, like making sure everything is clean and that food is kept in sealed containers. IPM also includes a lot of scouting, looking for cracks and crevices where pests can get inside and sealing them up before they do. But if bugs do show up, Tweeden says there are plenty of safe and easy ways to take care of them.
If you make it just a quart of water and you put 1 tablespoon of dish soap and 1 teaspoon of vegetable oil, you'll kill virtually every bug on earth. It kills them better than Raid. It kills them safer than Raid. It kills them quicker than Raid. Why do people use Raid? Because they've been carefully taught.
And Tweeden says that's a big part of integrated pest management, to change our mindset about dealing with pests. He says it can be a valuable lesson. IPM techniques can be used anywhere, in schools, homes, and offices, and it's not expensive. In Grand Haven, the cost is comparable to what the school district used to pay an exterminator. And IPM's not difficult either. Tweeden says there are easy ways to handle almost any pest problem. Sprinkle a little talcum powder to wipe out ants. Soak a sponge in lavender oil to repel flies. Attract roaches with a red light, then simply vacuum them up and throw them away. Concerned parents are behind the push to get more states to adopt integrated pest management in their schools. Michigan, Maryland, and some other states have already jumped on the IPM bandwagon. Other states are considering mandates. But Steve Tweeden warns that mandates don't automatically protect kids from exposure to pesticides. He says it's important to push for strong wording in the law, and he points to Maryland's mandate as an example. It says if any pesticides are going to be used, the school district must notify parents in advance. And that, he says, has stopped most of the spraying. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Haven, Michigan.